Now, back to Hudson Valley Focus with Tom Sipas on The Beacon.
On The Beacon, welcoming back to The Beacon at 6:34 on this Wednesday morning, Tony DeAquanti, a legislator here representing Poughkeepsie's Town Poughkeepsie District. Good morning, Tony.
Good morning, Tom Sipas.
How are you doing?
I'm doing really good. How about yourself? And I got to tell you, I wouldn't have minded if you came back in with some 60s music because, you know, that was my time, you know.
In fact,
the 70s were a lot of fun, too. That's why I decided to spend 10 more years here.
Well, there you go. There you go. But, Tony, the thing about the 60s music, what a defining time in American history. And I've been going back and look at that, and I genuinely think here right now, as you know, we are a quarter of the way through this century, that we are truly again in a defining time, and it's time that you and I stand up and look out for you've been doing it the entire time, looking out for younger generations.
Well, I tried to, you know, and but I still consider myself part of the younger generation. You know, no, come on, you know, it's all a matter of your mind and your heart, I think.
Yes.
But with that said, I do have one thing. I became a great grandfather this year.
Well, congratulations!
How about that, huh? Uh-huh. Hey, she's 8 months old. Yeah, so that's pretty neat. I tell you, Tom. You know, this it's been a great ride, and I love it. And you know, especially you know, the last 36-37 years in Dutchess County. You know, I've been a small businessman here for just about all of those years, about 35 of those years. Mm-hmm. And you know, my involvement with the community is just so deep and so strong. And that's what I have loved about this area. This is you can do big things, and you can do it in a real small town way and get to know everybody. And I think my involvement with the chamber helped me and myself and Judy assimilate into our community, you know, over the years. And it's been a great organization to work with and through.
You know, Tony DeAquanti, well, I mean, I'm a lifelong resident of Dutchess County. But like you, I've been involved in community organizations for a very long time. When it occurred to me what you just said, I'm thinking about some people who have come into politics recently. I never, ever, ever once saw or heard them as we were working on, you know, restoring and rebuilding this community over the last 35 years.
I have to agree with you, Tom. One of the things that I've always done is I've always volunteered in many ways in a number of different committees. And, you know, it was funny, the last run that we had, my opponent the last time around volunteered for the balloon festival. And they were curious. They said, "Oh, yeah, geez, what made you volunteer?" And they said, "Well, I'm running for office, so I want people to see me." I thought that was kind of a shallow answer, but you know, it either has to be part of who you are, or it's just a show, and
it is using the position for exactly for own. You know, that's the second definition of politician, the person who uses it to advance their own agenda.
Absolutely. And my only agenda is the agenda of Dutchess County and my neighbors. You know, one of the ways that I've conducted not only this campaign now, but every other of the two campaigns was, you know, Mark Molinaro told me, he said, the only way you win a local election is you get out and meet the people. I said, well, I have no problem doing that. That's what I do every day. So I started knocking on doors.
Yes.
And knocking on doors. And I tell you, I've visited 2,200 plus or minus a few homes already in this campaign cycle. Not everybody's home when you come by, but I do leave, you know, some information and my personal cell phone number's on there. My personal email address is on there. Nobody has to go through government to reach Tony DeAquanti.
Right.
All they have to do is reach out and say, "Hey, Tony D, what's up?"
And that is what it's all about. is, you know, someone who wants to go into office, you're supposed to be representative of your constituents. Well, when the politicians hide out Tony DeAquani and will not come out and answer legitimate questions about who they are, what they stand for, you know, people talk about censorship. The censorship that's out there right now, and I'm gonna say it out loud. The Democrats who refuse to come on this show because I ask honest questions, accurate questions. The issues that impact individuals and families and business owners here throughout the entire Hudson Valley. Tony, why are these individuals, you know, hiding away from the public?
I don't like to answer for other people, Tom. All I know is all I can speak for is myself and the work that I do and the care that I have for this community, and you know, and that's what I see in our caucus every time we get together. You know, one of the great things about you know, you've mentioned it before, and you started back with Bill Steinhaus when he saw the writing on the wall with IBM and all, but we're a very fiscally conservative county. If you have to live in New York State, and I've said this to many people that I've met, if you have to live in New York State, Dutchess County is like an oasis. It really is.
Yes.
It's a gem. And that fiscal conservatism has really been the lifesaver for this county, and I think one of the main reasons that we're able to continue to work that way is, you know, in our caucus we have 10 small business people, you know, 10 people that work, that have to get up every day and think every week, how am I going to make payroll? How am I going to keep my business successful? How am I going to represent the people that I serve in the best possible way?
Yes.
And when you have that mindset, you know, you're not just, you know, throwing stuff up against the wall and hoping it works. You're not just saying, well, let's give $10 million more because that's better than $2 million, because it doesn't work that way. You have to balance all the needs of the people in all the different areas. And business people know how to do that. People who are responsible for other people's money are on a day-to-day basis, they take those same skill sets and they bring them to the county government, and they keep us fiscally responsible, it's a very wonderful balancing act to watch, and we have so much great talent.
You are 100% Tony DeAquani, accurate in what you just said and how important that is. I mean, I identify with it because, you know, I was a small business owner, had to, you know, serve my clients professionally, had to keep up with the technological changes, had to meet budgets. Also, and this is where too many people get into this, you know, I had a tremendous fiduciary duty to see that the dollars that I took from my clients went for exactly what it was that, you know, they were contracting with me to do. And this is where too often when people get into government and they don't honor their fiduciary duty, that's when we run into problems. So what you just said about the business owners, the 10 business owners in the caucus who understand that, that's what it's all about.
Absolutely. And I'm very proud to serve with them. And, you know, it's a pleasure to be able to go to the various different types of meetings that we have and discuss these different ideas. And you know, that's another thing. And you've mentioned it many times. When you have, let me put it this way. I had sort of a mentor many, many years ago, and he said, "Bring me no problems." He said, "Bring me solutions."
Yes.
And you know, you can't just, it's so easy to identify a problem. Oh, yeah, you know, you have this, you have crime, you have, rising costs. But what are you going to do to solve it? And, you know, unfortunately, in New York State as a whole, the only answer is let's throw more money at it. And we've seen it in our education system, and we've seen it in the day-to-day runnings of the state here. Let's throw more money at it. And all we do is become probably the highest taxed state in the nation with the lowest performance of any state out there.
That is accurate by independent measures.
Throwing money at it is not an answer. No. What it is you have to balance all the needs, and you have to balance your resources. We can't spend resources we don't have, and every day we see that happening.
Yes, and this deficit spending, if you look at, let's bring it close to home here, if you look at across the state of New York and the explosion of the state budget over the last 10 years, it is incredible. And let me take you back to, Democrat New York State Comptroller Tom DiNapoli. He warned as far back as 2016, 2017, before COVID was even on the horizon, that New York State's current fiscal path is unsustainable, absolutely unsustainable. And then we bring this down to the county level. And as you said, Tony DiAquani, Dutchess County has been the residents of Dutchess County, the taxpayers, the property owners, have been the beneficiaries for more than 30 years of great fiscal stewardship. Tony?
Absolutely. It's something that I hear every day when I'm out campaigning. You know, people say, well, what can you do about my taxes? And, I can bring their attention to, well, I can only have an effect on one third of your tax rate, your county tax rate. But we've been very good stewards of that aspect of it. But, you know, what we can do is be mindful of every other dollar that we're asked to spend, because we are asked to spend a lot of money that is not necessarily the best money to spend, and we have to watch that, and we have to decide, so that we can serve all of our residents in a just way. What can we spend here? What can we spend there? We want to take on a new project. Let's take on a new project. Let's put some money towards that. Let's evaluate it. Let's look at it 6 months into the project, a year into the project. Evaluate it. Is this worth spending more money on? Shall we devote more resources to it, or has it not proven to be the right thing? And if it hasn't proven to be the right thing, what do we do to fix it?
Strategic objective measured results. Strategic.
Where have
objective...
I ever heard that before, Tom?
Oh, you know what? You embroidered that for me at Branding Pros on my shirts.
I think I did one time.
Exactly, you did. Hey, Tony, I'm going to let you drop off in a second, but how do people contact you, please?
You can contact me personally, 845-453-1200. That's my cell phone number. My personal email address is Tony, T-O-N-Y, okay, at Branding Pros, BrandingPros.com. And I'm available. I get back to everybody. May not be the answer they always want, but you're going to get an answer, and I'll try to give an explanation as to why that answer is what it is.
Thanks very much, Tony, and thank you for your service to the public. I mean that sincerely.
Tom, it's always a pleasure, and I appreciate the service that you give to all of our citizens here. Thank you.
6:47, quick break. And when we come back, Gloria is going to hear a little bit about Gloria. But first, from the Zoles with this quarter-hour sports report on The Beacon.